There is a time to bid goodbye to the old and the ordinary, and to awaken the beauty within. That time is now. It is time to wake up and take charge of life. Awaken to a new way of thinking. Awakening with Brahma Kumaris.
Namaskar. Welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. Here we are with Sister Shivani once again. Welcome, ma'am.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. We've spoken about awareness, relationships, telling myself that it was my fault, I am the person in charge for my emotions, I am the person, I cannot play the blame game, but I certainly feel that it's very difficult to understand what you're saying, that whenever anybody says anything and I do not react, I mean, is it possible?
I do respond. There's a difference. We're not saying that we don't respond. It's like you say something to me and I'm just a wall. No thoughts, no feelings, no emotions. That's not true. Question is, which thoughts, which feelings, which emotions?
Which thoughts, which feelings, which emotions?
You know, we feel okay, don't react means you're cold. That this person is insensitive. It's absolutely cold. You can say anything, do anything, and they will just not respond. It's not that. It's what response. That I have a choice. It's not either I react or I don't respond at all. Reaction means an automated. I react. Sometimes I have to regret for my reactions. How many times we have to say sorry to people?
Many times.
Why do we have to say sorry?
I regret so many times. That's
right. What do we regret but?
It's unnecessary retaliation and...
So we regret our own reactions, no? You behave in a certain manner, I react, and then I have to come and apologize.
Because I react much more than that behavior.
It's not about the magnitude, it's about I am not comfortable with the way I reacted. See, normally what happens is, we are measuring, like you're saying, it was much more. That means we are always measuring our reactions in magnitude to the other person's behavior. So if you shout at me...
I double shout. You say one, I say five.
Yeah. So why? We're always doing it in reference to other people. My personality...
should be mine.
Mine. My responses should be mine. My way of talking should be mine.
Why I should be the king.
Absolutely.
Of my own.
Irrespective of other people. If I keep changing in reference to everyone I meet... then my own personality will be nothing left. You know, if I meet five people in the next 1 hour and I'm going to keep on changing according to the way they behaved, at the end of 1 hour...
But usually, you know what happens, somebody doesn't want to say hello to you and passes it. You also say, okay, he didn't say hello to me, so why should I?
Okay.
I mean, that kind of a feeling, you know.
So, let's say your quality... is to be, you know,
courteous. Nice and friendly.
It's, yeah. So courtesy is your quality. Nice and friendly comes natural to you. It's your personality. Okay? So there you are walking down the corridor and you're about to say a very nice, warm good morning to me. And I just look through and I move away. And so my personality at that particular moment, due to whatever, it could be my nature, it could be my state of mind at that particular time because of something, whatever, I was cold, I ignored. Because of that, you also changed your personality. So your quality, I didn't have the quality, I'm rude, I was not courteous. But because of me, you've given up your quality. We have to ask ourselves that. And then the next step, you're going to meet someone else who's going to behave differently. For them, you're going to give up another quality. And then you're going to meet someone who shouts at you. Because of them, you'll give up your quality of sweetness at the end of the day.
And how long, how far, how many times?
How many times? And at the end of the day, what happens? We absorb their negativity and we give up our quality.
How does one stick to oneself? Or one, his courteous qualities?
Just by remembering that this is my personality. It's not perfect. I'm working on myself. But as of now, this is my personality. And this personality is going to be there out during the whole day working with people, irrespective of what's coming from outside. So even if we take this simple one of being courteous, just simple, it's not a big thing.
Okay, this is my mantra for today.
Yes.
I'll be courteous no matter how, why, where, when.
Then, how difficult is that? See, that's what I have to ask myself. My nature is my nature, irrespective of how, what,
well,
where, when.
Well, when we can keep a fast, that irrespective of going to a restaurant or a party or anything, it's my fast today, it's Monday or Tuesday, whatever.
So I'm not
I'm
going
fasting,
to eat.
So I'm not eating.
Yeah.
So same way as you should be strong enough, okay, I'm going to be courteous today.
Right.
And that is probably, that's why they teach you fasting and all that for self-control.
Discipline.
And so this is one step ahead.
Absolutely. So let's take only one quality today. Let's say being courteous is your quality. Being humble is your quality. Talking sweetly is your quality. Don't let it change.
You're talking about talking sweetly. I have, as an actor, seen the difference between many people. When they speak to their wives, they are not as sweet as they speak to another person or an outsider or somebody else's wife. They say, bring that please for me. And will you have something? Why is this kind of a change when you're talking about relationships and being courteous? Even there, it'll help us.
See, again, we keep on changing our personality so many times during the day that we're not even aware what is my true nature. Now, out of these two, if I say to my wife, bring that glass of water, and if I say to someone else I meet, can I have a glass of water, please? Ask myself, which one of these two is my original nature? Is it just that when I'm with my wife, I do not have the responsibility of pleasing her? I can take her for granted.
So which is artificial, this one or that one?
I have to ask myself. I don't know, because it's going to be each one to their own.
Even she would feel nice if I speak the same way to her.
Most important is you would feel nice when you speak that way to her.
You think so?
See, again, our behavior is not for other people, first for ourselves. That's very important. Speaking, I would speak sweetly to you so that you should be happy. No, I speak sweetly because it makes me feel nice.
From childhood, I've been watching my family, sisters, brothers, relations. Everybody has been doing something or the other only for the world.
Which is good. But let's just add one criteria. Doing for others, first taking care of myself, and doing for others what I feel comfortable doing. There are a lot of people who are doing for others, and then at the end of the day, when they do not get something back in return, they will sit back and say, I did so much. And then, what did I get in return?
Nothing.
So why were we doing it? Because we wanted something in return?
No, but supposing you get only criticism in return, then?
So
how do you feel?
First of all, I need to check how was I feeling while doing it.
Nice.
That's about it. It's full stop. And now if I get criticism, I just check. Is that criticism true? Is that criticism true, first and foremost?
Yesterday I got an email from one of my family member's daughter. She says, Mama, you do so many things, good things for others, and this. You've done wonders, but you made me feel very unhappy by being rude to me. I said, write to me in detail, where was I rude? So she gave me two incidents. And now, my thought said, nay, it was because I was tired, because of this. Then finally, when you're asking me, honestly, she's right. What is the answer to you is, yes, I was rude.
It's fine. I could just apologize now.
Yeah.
But that will only happen because you've started looking at yourself. But if you give justifications for your rudeness, then there is a whole list of justifications.
First, my mind said, okay, right, I was tired, I had this, I had so many problems, and don't forget the good things I've done, you've picked up only this. Then on the other occasion, actually this happened, then I said, no, I'm sorry, I really mean I'm sorry, I wrote back to her. That was the day before yesterday. I said, yes, and I didn't say that, oh, why aren't you seeing my good things and all that.
We love to justify our goodness and hide our weaknesses, because we're doing everything for people.
Here also I blame my mind. I said my mind plays games with me. My mind does. I'm not doing anything.
My mind plays games.
My mind troubling me. My mind doing all these tricks.
It's mine. It's mine.
And if there's anyone... Even in the last episode you said mine. But my mind.
If I come to you and say your child is not behaving the right way, so whose responsibility is it? Your child. So your responsibility. Your mind. So your responsibility.
If the director has told your film didn't do well, your actor did not act well, even finally the director's fault.
So it's mine.
So I'm the director.
Yes. And I am the creator. We said my mind as if we were talking about the third
somebody
person.
Else.
And said we were not ready to take responsibility of that also. It was like my mind, and my mind is not in my control. It's like a parent who's given up on their child. You know, someone comes and says, your child's not behaving properly. We say, I'm sorry, my child is not in my control. You do what you want with my child. And because my mind is not in my control, I was trying to control your mind. If you say something to me right now, and I'm not able to control my mind, then I try to control you and say, is this the way to speak? Because I'm not able to tell my mind, is this the way to think? So I tell you...
Is this the way to react?
Yes. So I tell you, is this the way to speak? You should be more polite. Because if you're polite, my mind is fine with it.
So many expectations, so many relations, so difficult. I don't know.
Let's try one thing. Let's try and see how I want to think and feel and be in every relationship.
How I want to feel...
Think.
And be.
Be in every relationship. Let's not concentrate too much on what they will think and feel about it. You know, we are doing a lot of things predicting what effect they will have on you, because our concentration, our attention is always about making the other people happy.
Isn't that tiring?
Don't you think we're doing it every day? I want you to be happy, I want my husband to be happy, I want my children to be happy, I want my colleagues to be happy, I want my parents to be happy, so I'm doing this, I'm speaking like this, I'm being like this,
isn't
so
this
that they will all be happy. It's an effort, it's a very genuine effort. And the effort is, I want you to be happy, because when you're happy, then I will be happy. And if you're not happy...
See, either this, or I'll say... Forget it. I'm not interested whether anybody's happy or not. I live like this.
It's an extreme personality.
Yeah, but where do we come and have a balance somewhere?
If I take care of my being happy, let's say you expect certain kind of a behavior from me. Let's say in India, it's a very common thing in some houses yet that when a girl gets married and comes home to her husband's home, sometimes the husband's family expects that you should quit your job and be at home.
Okay?
And I've met a lot of women who quit their jobs and gave up their careers years back. They will say 10 years back, 20 years back, we gave up our careers. Why? Because my husband and the family felt that I should not be working. So to make them happy, I gave up my career. Now it's been 20 years. And then after 20 years, they will say, but you know what? They're still not happy.
And I did it for her.
I did it for them. So now it's a question mark that I sacrificed so much. I gave up everything that I had studied and trained and learned. I sat at home for 20 years for y'all. And y'all are not happy with me. What more do you want? Then I get frustrated. Now what happened? That young girl, when she got married and she came into the family and she was suddenly shown, projected, that we will be happy when you quit your job. Now she wants to make them happy, so she quits her job. But internally, she's not happy. She's just
Neither
done it.
Neither did they mean that if they will be happy if she leaves the job.
That's how we projected it.
Yeah, but they also cannot be happy by other person's decision. They have to create their own happiness
also. That's something we were not aware of anyways, no.
Both the parties, no?
Both the parties.
I cannot be happy because of this, because of that, as we spoke in the last episode.
Yes, but we were not aware, na?
They also thought.
They thought.
That if my daughter-in-law doesn't work, we'll be happy.
We'll be happy.
She's unhappy here and they are still unhappy because of some other reasons.
No. They're not unhappy because of some other reason. She has done this to make them happy.
And then?
Okay. But she's been unhappy while doing it.
Hmm.
So you're staying in the same house for 20 years.
Forced not to work.
You chose not to work.
But they forced
her
and she chose.
But chose for them. Not chose for yourself. You chose not to work just to make them happy. But it's not a choice that you took for yourself. So you're there in the same house 20 years. But internally, your thinking is not very nice. And every time it is, I've done this for them. So because I'm in the same house but I am not happy, I've done what they wanted but I'm not happy doing it, so what's the energy that I'm going to be sending to them for the last 20 years?
I'm unhappy.
How can they be happy? And then we turn back after 20 years and say, they're still not happy.
What more do you want me to do?
Exactly.
You told me not to work, I'm not working. It's 20 years since I haven't worked and you're still not happy.
Yes.
How can they be happy when I'm going on sending you constant energy?
Now this is where the secret lies. I cannot make other people happy by doing anything for them. If I choose to do something for them, I have to first be happy while doing it. Otherwise, don't do it. We are doing a lot of things for each other. And we are cheating ourselves.
Aren't there certain things to be done, whether you're happy or not happy, because, okay, this is my duty, so I did it?
They won't get the right result. You'll do the act, but you won't give the right energy. It's like, I give you a gift. It's my duty to give you the gift. But when I give it to you, I just give... So you won't be happy. You won't even look at the gift. Because what you're going to get is the energy while giving. So it's the act. The act is, I did this for you, I did this for you, I did this for you. But what was the energy that I was creating while I was doing it? Relationships are not actions. Relationships are the energy that's exchanged while doing that action.
But supposing...
So if it's my duty, I first convince my mind why I'm doing it. I have to be very clear. Why am I doing this? And then tell my mind that I am choosing to do this. Why? Because these people matter to me. So create the right thought while doing it and then do it so that you do it also and create the right energy while doing it. Otherwise, better not to do.
But what is the meaning of duty? Duty means what?
Responsibility.
Again,
an expectation.
Who creates? Who's written? Where are the books? Who's made all these responsibilities?
We're living with people. They have certain expectations, which of course we'll see later what's expectations and whether to have them or not. But they have certain expectations of how they want me to be and what they want me to do. And I consider it my responsibility and my pure desire to make them happy. So I do it. But unhappily, if I do it, it's not getting the result. And then, because I do it for you, very soon I'm expecting you to do something for me.
But it's very difficult for me to, understand from you or explain the viewers.
That's because our focus is all on the doing. See, the whole day, look at the priority. I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to be this.
Even for homework, children say, teacher's given me so much homework, I have to do this.
And I have to do it. But I have to be this and then do this. That never came on the list.
What has to be?
I have to be calm, peaceful, happy and then do it. Like to perform any particular task, let's say I have to run from here to there, I have to be healthy to do it.
Mm.
If I'm not healthy and I'm still trying to run, then the run will be very tiresome. It will be very painful. It will be a struggle. So if I take on the task of running, I first take care of my physical health. If I am healthy, then I will be able to do this. Now, everything that I'm doing the whole day, my whole life, if I am healthy emotionally, then whatever I do will be beautiful.
So, how to be emotionally healthy?
That's now important. That's important. But important to understand that this, what we had ignored, that aspect of my life which was taken for granted, which we thought will happen on its own, which we thought other people will take care of. You know, it was like, I'm supposed to make you happy and you're supposed to make me happy. That's what it was like.
I've done my duty.
So now you'll be happy. This now, that has to shift.
So many times I've heard people saying, oh, well, I get married, I'll be very happy. I'm sick and tired of my mother and brothers and others. And again, they come back to square one. They're not happy there also. Then, that's why I ask you this question. How and what to do to be emotionally, balanced and stable and to be happy in almost all conditions, circumstances.
There are people today who are not happy in their marriages. And then they're looking for relationships outside their marriage.
Then they break that and go to the third one.
No, yeah. Because happiness has to come from a person. No?
Keep on finding. No?
Keep on finding.
So finally we come to the conclusion that happiness cannot come from outside at all. That chapter is over.
That's a very big chapter. To be experimented every day.
No, but forget the line. Okay, I'm sorry to say chapter is over. Okay, we'll put a full stop. Underline and say, okay, now from today I'll have to work the other way around. So it's there's no point in working that way. So we've been working hard and hard. So much of effort that I'll get happiness from this mandir, this, I'll feed the cows, I'll feed these children, I'll go, go to this dargah, social work, okay, I'll go to these street children, and finally again in the evening. They find probably happiness in their drinks. And another dependency.
So many dependencies. I'll go shopping because I want to be happy. I'll watch a movie today
but
so that I'll be happy.
Even men take their wives or girlfriends to shop and they're very happy. They also feel that, oh, let me take you out for this thing.
How many days and how many times?
I don't know how many times or how many days.
What is happening? Whenever we are taking the mind to something else, I'm watching TV, I'm watching a movie, what is happening? Whatever was going on in my mind has been put off for some time.
Okay.
You know, it's like suppose you have a toothache and then you switch on the television and then you're watching a movie. You will be totally forgetting that there was a toothache. You just won't be aware that your tooth was paining. When you switch off the TV,
the pain is
again there. So what happened? Did that mean that the tooth was healed and now it's again hurt? No, it was always hurt.
The mind was
somewhere. It was always paining, but the mind went off somewhere else.
So your mind was not...
deviated.
Yeah.
See, basically, my tooth is paining. I'm aware of the pain. Who's aware of the pain? The mind is aware that the tooth is paining. But then I take my mind to something else, whether it's a conversation, whether it's a shopping, whether it's a television program. So till that much time, I'm not aware of the pain. So I feel that the pain is gone. The pain is not gone, it's just that I'm not aware of the pain. And then when the TV is switched off, I can feel the pain again. Same with the mind. The whole day was tough. I created a lot of stress, anxiety. It's there. And then I say, chalo, let's go for a movie. Let's go for a holiday. Let's take a break from here and go away for 15 days.
Is this escapism?
No, it's just trying to take the mind
temporary
away
happiness?
From there. Yeah.
Shall we call it temporary happiness or
not
escapism?
Not happiness. Temporary deviation of the mind from the truth. It's not happiness because we're coming back there again after some time.
Sister Shivani.
See, happiness would be if it was healed. Your tooth was not healed. It was just that you were not aware of the pain.
So why do we go for holidays, picnics, movies?
It's it's a change, it's entertainment, it's different from the routine.
But Sister Shivani, I think you should give the viewers a little more about meditation so that, you know, this 24/7 happiness and not to be always dependent on things for happiness. Can you just share a small meditation with us? Or
let's just be aware of our thoughts. Let's not try and, you know, deviate our mind to something else in the name of happiness. Whether it's a television program, whether it's a movie, whether it's alcohol, whether it's smoking, we are suppressing the conscious mind. And then thinking this is giving happiness. It's not giving happiness. I'm just suppressing the conscious mind, the thoughts. But the minute the addiction is removed, my conscious mind is back there. And is back with probably more pain. So this I need to take charge that this is not the solution. This is only running away from the problem. For how long? Holiday for how long? Finally, I'm still going to be back at work. So that we need to take charge. That the whole day, just let's look at ourselves tomorrow at work. Whatever may be the situation, I'm not blaming anyone. I'm not going to hold anyone responsible for how I feel, because I understand that I am the creator. Just as my mind is about to say, it's because of them, let me just stop and look at myself. Do I have a choice to respond in another way? What's my nature? My personality? Let it not get influenced by the behaviors and personalities of others. I am the radiator of my qualities, irrespective of whatever happens around me. This is self-responsibility. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Shivani sister.
Thank you.
And Om Shanti, viewers. You must be noticing that I speak so softly, my face changes when she makes me do this half a minute meditation. So when we do those 20 minutes, how much impact it would have on our lives. I'll see you again in the next episode. Bye-bye till then. Om Shanti.
My responses to people need to be based on my personality, not based on the behavior of others. The way we think and behave is not for other people, but first for ourselves, because we are the first ones to experience it. Let's take charge of our mind instead of trying to control others and expecting that if they change, then my mind will be in control. Let us choose how we want to think, feel, and be in every relationship. We have always tried to make others happy because we thought when they will be happy, then I will be happy. When we do something for others, let us understand that we choose to do it because they matter to us, and so we are doing it for ourselves. Only then will we be happy. Taking our mind to television, shopping, and other distractions is only a deviation from the pain. It is not happiness because the healing has not happened. If you wish to discuss your problem or have a question to ask or want to know your nearest Rajyoga Meditation Center, write to us at awakeningwithbks@gmail.com or call us on 0999 944 555.
I'm a peaceful